my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? In the middle, no, no, baby. Why don't you just meet me in the middle? Oh yeah, I'm losing my mind just a little. Why don't you just meet me in the middle? Hello, hello, hello. The song you just listened to is The Middle by Zedd. Maren Morris, great. I get all these music artists mixed up all the time. I remember a few years ago, my friend was asking me if I listened to the latest Davido song, and I was like, "Davido, who is that?" They laughed at me and they were like, "All you know is Book," and that's okay. I don't know everything. I don't have to know everything, but I do know the science, the principle, and the psychology behind weight loss. Welcome to Weight Loss Motivation on Fire, simple strategies to fast track your weight loss success. I am your host, Dr. Adebusola Adefeso. I am a medical doctor and a certified personal nutritionist. I help busy professionals who want to lose weight, look great, feel energized, and overcome overwhelm. Having seen a lot of patients suffer from weight-related diseases and personally address my own belly fat struggles, I not only offer my academic training and expertise, but also bring my first-hand knowledge of how to lose weight and belly fat. My medical experience and personal struggles are what inspired me to take control of my health and learn which foods were wreaking havoc on my body and how best to reverse it using a personalized approach that factors in my busy schedule. I am on a mission to help at least 1 million people directly or indirectly achieve their weight loss goal by year 2025. Step by step, I show you how to lose weight on a busy schedule using a personalized approach without starving yourself, sleeping in the gym, drinking weight loss teas, or going broke. Trust me, with the right system and strategies, you can lose weight sustainably and also live a life you love. Today, I'm going to be sharing 10 tips to help you lose weight on a busy schedule. Without further ado, let's dig in. Tip number one, commit to a plan. A lot of us dive in head straight into a weight loss journey without fashioning out the plan we intend to follow. We think we can wing it. We think we can figure it out. We think once we just cut out drinks and rice and bread and swallows from our diet, we are going to get the result. But if you've ever tried it, you will agree with me that it takes a lot more than that. You need a plan, you need a strategy, you need a system in place. And once you have that plan, you need to commit to it. If you don't commit to it, you won't be able to follow through. So you need to commit a plan. You need to commit in your mind that this is not a quick fix. This is not a quick fix. This is a lifestyle modification. You're going to be doing this for life. If not, you're going to gain all the weight back and you'll be back to square one. So the first thing you need to do is to commit to a plan and ensure it's a long-term plan. Tip number two, delete the all or nothing mentality. You are not going to be perfect. I repeat, you are not going to be perfect. It's a journey. It's a journey that has ups and downs. Some days you're going to eat all this, some days you're not. Some days we eat salad, some days we eat donuts and cake. All we need is balance. You need to delete the all or nothing mentality. Most of us, we go in with an all or nothing mentality because we want a quick fix. We want to lose 10 kg in 1 month and then we start restricting all foods from our diet. We exercise for 1 hour. Imagine someone who is a couch potato exercising for 1 hour. You're going to wake up the next day with muscle pain. In fact, you'll not be able to laugh. I know because I have been there. You need to delete the all or nothing mentality and just know that this is a long-term thing. All you need is effort and intentionality. That is where the magic happens. Tip number three, focus on daily routines. Focus on daily routines. We are a product of habits as humans. We are our habits. Tell me a successful man and I'll tell you the habits of that man. You need to focus on daily routine. One of the reasons why we are stuck in the cycle of yo-yo dieting, which simply means lose weight, gain it back, is because we don't focus on building healthy routines. When you focus on building healthy routines, you not only lose weight, you maintain that weight loss. Focus on daily routines. And daily routines can be as simple as drinking water first thing in the morning. A lot of us do this when we are trying to lose weight, and then once we are at our goal weight, we feel that it doesn't matter for us to hydrate our body any longer. That's not how it works. You are going to be doing this for life. If not, you'll be back to square one. I mean, why would you want to eat healthy and get your goal weight and then you go back to eating junks? Is that what you want? I'm sure that's it. The answer is a no. That's not what you want. So it's best from day one to focus on daily routines. Tip number four, pencil it in. Whatever doesn't get scheduled doesn't get done. There are so many things to schedule on a weight loss journey. You can schedule meal planning. If you have someone doing it for you, then that's fine. You can schedule time to grocery shop. Seriously, you need to schedule that. And if you know that your lifestyle is not going to allow you, get someone to do it for you or order. But you need to grocery shop. You eat whatever you have. And if you don't have good food at home, it's very easy to eat crap. The next thing you can schedule is meal prepping. Meal prepping, depending on how you want to do it, can take 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. If you are prepping for a week and you'll be eating different things all through the weeks, then you have to schedule like 3 to 4 hours. But if you'll be eating something similar during the week, that's even easy. And I recommend that, honestly, it saves you time, it saves you money, it saves you energy. So that is the route to go. And you will spend like about 1 hour prepping for the whole week. You need to schedule these things. If not, it's not going to get done. Life happens. Before you know it, something will happen, and then you're not going to focus on your health any longer. You focus on other things. And I don't know why we don't see the return on investment in focusing on our health. We are hustling and hustling and hustling and hustling. How do you want to enjoy the fruit of your hustle? By spending all your money on chronic diseases? Or by being active even at the age of 80. I want you to pause and meditate on that. Tip number five, meal prep every meals for the week, or make a big batch the night before and repurpose for breakfast and lunch the next day. Some of us cannot prep for the whole week even if we have all the time in the world. Reason being, our power supply is erratic. But if you have an erratic power supply, you're going to end up wasting your money if you prep for the whole week. So it's okay if that is the situation you find yourself. Just make a big batch the night before and repurpose for breakfast and lunch. Now, I do know that some people don't like warm food. I don't like warm food too. The only warm food I can eat includes jollof rice, moi moi, or beans. Any other food, please count me out if it is warmed. But there are some people who don't have a problem with it. So if you don't have a problem with it, why are you not utilizing it? Why are you not prepping your meals or making a big batch the night before and then repurpose? It's simple. It makes your life super easy. And if you don't have time in the morning, you don't have to cook in the morning or spend 1 hour cooking in the morning. All you need to do is warm the leftover and then eat. There's no shame in eating leftover. I hope you know that. Tip number six, add emergency foods on hand. I cannot overstress this. Have emergency foods on hand. There are going to be weeks where you will not be able to meal prep. There are days you will not be able to grocery shop. Life happens, really. Life just happens. So you need to have emergency food on hand. My favorite emergency foods include oats, chia seed, milk, nuts. I mean, I went to work somewhere and I couldn't get access to food. I couldn't buy food. Thank God I went prepared with my emergency food. I literally lived on oatmeal, chia seed, milk, cinnamon, and granules throughout my stay there. And it was fine. I didn't gain weight and I was getting my good dose of healthy carbohydrate, protein, and fat without cooking anything. Yes. It's actually quite yummy. You should try it. Just mix everything together and put it in the fridge. Eat 1 hour later, or you can eat the next morning, and that's what we call overnight oats. So have emergency foods on hand. Other emergency foods that you can have are dry fruit, although I don't like dry fruit because they are higher in calories. So if you're watching your calories, it's best to consume fresh fruit. Tip number 7, pack your meals to work. Yeah, pack your meals to work. It could be your breakfast, your lunch, or your dinner. It totally depends on you and your lifestyle. If you are going to be leaving home 6 a.m. and getting back 11 p.m., then you just want to pack your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But if you'll be leaving home 8 a.m. and then you'll be coming back 4 p.m., you can pack your lunch. And some people don't eat breakfast, which is okay. Just find what works for you and stick to it. Pack your meals to work. Tip number 8, don't drink your calories. Trust me, you don't want to drink your calories, because when you're trying to lose weight on a busy schedule, you don't have time to exercise for so long. You can only work out for a few minutes, and you don't have time during the day to even take breaks and walk around and the like. So you don't want to add liquid calories into the mix, fruit juice inclusive, because when we talk about drinking calories, most of us feel that it's all about carbonated drinks. When you're drinking all of fruit juice, you're just increasing your blood sugar, your insulin, and everything. Your metabolism will end up being whack, and you won't get the result you want to get. So don't drink your calories. Stick with water, 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 and water. If you don't like plain water, take fruit-infused water. Water plus lime, water plus lemon, water plus orange, water plus watermelon, water plus strawberry, water plus grapes, water plus apple. The options are limitless. Just stick with fruit-infused water. Tip number 9, make workout convenient for you. When it comes to this healthy journey, there are some things people can do for you, and there are some things nobody can do for you. For example, people can plan your meals, they can prep your meals, they can grocery shop for you, but they can't eat for you and they can't exercise for you. Those two things you have to do on your own, or else you're not going to get the result that you want. So you need to make workout convenient for you. You need to choose the type of exercise you enjoy. You don't need to run if you don't like running. You don't need to skip if you don't like skipping. You don't need to, in fact, playing with your kids and running up and down the sitting room is enough activity. You don't need to swim if you don't like swimming. You don't need to lift weight if you can't stand lifting weights. Really, you just need to find what works for you and stick to it. So make workout convenient for you. You can do your workout any time of the day. I know a lot of people talk about working out, fasting in the morning, fasted cardio, and the likes. But really, all these studies are inconclusive. You, my friend, need to find what works for you and just stick to it, period. Tip number 10, reduce stress and ensure adequate sleep. I know that this is a big one, particularly in today's world where most people have a 9-to-5 and then a side hustle. Sleeping for 8 hours is just not it for most of us. And we're wondering why we are gaining weight, why we are gaining belly fat. We wonder why those things are going on, even though we claim that we are eating healthy. The truth is that sleep helps to regulate your satiety hormone and your stress hormone. Your satiety hormone is leptin. Leptin helps you know when you're full. It curbs your cravings, as opposed to ghrelin, which makes you eat and eat and eat and eat and eat. So cortisol is a stress hormone, and cortisol is the number one hormone responsible for belly fat. So if you want your cortisol to be under control, trust me, you want to sleep and reduce stress in your life. Tip 11, I know I said 10, but I'm giving extra tip. Tip 11 is without distraction. I talk to busy professionals all the time and they tell me they are short on two things, money and time. Money they can make more of, time they cannot. So you need to maximize your time. And giving yourself to distractions is not going to take you any closer to your goal. Most of the time, people tell me they are busy, but they spend 4 hours on Instagram, 3 hours on Facebook, 2 hours on WhatsApp, 2 hours on LinkedIn, 2 hours watching Africa Magic, 2 hours watching Netflix, 2 hours on YouTube. Yet they are busy. They are so busy they can't spare 10 minutes for their health. Seriously? So you want to without distraction. You want to without distraction. What I want you to do for me today is I want you to pick any of this tip and apply it to your life. Start taking action right now. I'll do a quick recap. 10 tips to help you lose weight on a busy schedule. Tip 1, commit to a plan. Tip 2, delete the all or nothing mentality. Tip 3, focus on daily routine. Tip 4, pencil it in. Tip 5, meal prep every meals or make a big batch the night before and repurpose for breakfast or lunch the next day. Tip 6, have emergency foods on hand. Tip 7, pack your meals to work. Tip 8, don't drink your calories. Tip 9, make workout convenient for you. Tip 10, reduce stress and ensure adequate sleep. Tip Jara, without distraction. I hope you've learned something from this podcast. Tomorrow, I'm going to be sharing 3 daily routines that can make or mar your weight loss success. Not only when it comes to losing weight, but when it comes to maintaining your weight. Till then, I want you to know that I believe in you. You can do this. Don't you dare let me down.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.